Hi, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. And welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Ross.
And we are delighted that you are here. Yes, we're doing this live, even though it's a holiday, because we have lots and lots and lots of stuff to be grateful for. And yes, most of us are facing challenges and having things to deal with, but it's the challenging times, and we signed up for them. So, but on top of it, there's a ton to be grateful for. Rod is a trance channel. His consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for you all, these callers and listeners, will come through. And we are just about to get started here, so let's go.
Hello, dear one. This is Colly.
Colly. Colly, wonderful. Is it K-A-L-I?
It is.
It is, okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself for those who are not familiar with you?
I am the goddess of death and rebirth.
Ooh, how appropriate politically, is it not? And economically?
In many ways.
Okay. Okay, I love it. So do you have a message for our callers and listeners today before we start with Cindy?
I'll give it later.
Okay, you're on for that. Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's been an interesting day. Believe me, more's happened. Pardon?
So you're not bored?
No, but it's a very unique day for me today. I'll address that at the end of my questions, if that's all right.
That's fine.
Okay. They're saying there's 2,000-plus indictments. Is that accurate in the United States?
Yes. Yes, and growing.
And growing. So are they arresting any of these people yet?
It has started, yes.
And where are they going to be putting some of these people in the FEMA camps that they had made for us?
They're going to go various places, jails mostly.
Well, but those are so corrupt. Okay. Could you... I read today, now I do not know how accurate it is from Cobra, that the toplet bombs will all be gone at the same time the galactic wave comes in. Is this accurate?
Yes.
And is there an approximate ETA on that?
Not one that you would like to hang your hat on.
All right. And then it was also said when this galactic wave comes that some people will go off planet onto ships. Other people will go into inner earth, and some people will go into caves because of the energy of the galactic wave. Is this accurate?
Partially.
And what part of that is correct?
There will be those things happening, but there are other places that people will go.
Okay. Zimbabwe's former president, Robert Mugabe, and his wife have been granted immunity. Is that true?
That is so.
And why did they do this?
It served them.
Okay, so the person that will replace him, will this be a good person?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also reading that they're calling them fireballs coming to Earth. Are they actually like meteors, or are they ships blowing, you know, they're on fire and they're coming through our skies? What actually are these? Because it's been quite a few.
Well, meteors.
Oh, okay. And now there's reporting all over the world loud booms coming. It's just not in the United States. It's all over. And it's like sonic booms. Is that Earth shifting, or are those bases being blown up?
Some of that is the meteors. Some of that is bases being blown up.
Oh, cool. So these are the bad guys' bases being blown up?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Is there, on the Argentina missing submarine, is that just something that happened to occur? Or was there a reason behind its missing? Supposedly, it imploded.
There are reasons you're not being told there yet.
Okay. And then there was a nuclear cloud over a certain part of Russia where this one company works with nuclear waste and the uranium, and people saw orbs going through the nuclear clouds. Was that our wonderful galactic family help cleaning up the radiation?
Indeed it was.
And what about all these small villages in the area? Are these people going to have many problems because of this occurring?
They're being protected.
Great. And then I read where Putin has ordered Russian companies to be prepared to go to war on a moment's notice. Is this accurate?
It is accurate. The cabal, who are in their death throes, are pulling out all the stops. They have tried and tried to create war around the planet, and they haven't given up on that. Their actions in the U.S. and in Russia are great proof of this.
So if it comes down to where it goes into the war mode, they would be actually going for cabal members and not going to a country where there's all the people. Would they be targeting the cabal and the Rothschild?
Make no mistake. It is the cabal that is behind the quote-unquote aggressive action.
So they would go after the members of the cabal themselves?
They are going after those.
Oh, okay. And then I'm reading where there's that we should get food, water, and other necessities and cash on hand for 12 days. Is this just a fear porn thing?
No, dear. It is a valid recommendation.
Okay. And would this be because of the banks closing?
No. it would be because of the war.
Okay. And so this could happen anytime before the end of 2017, but the goal is not to have the war happen?
The goal is not to have it happen, but in case, it would be good to have provisions.
All right. Okay. Then there's sites reporting that there's technology being used from Antarctica via satellites. They can see it through the satellites. Is this, what is actually happening with this technology? Is it causing weather problems or what?
They have many uses for technology to cause problems for humanity. There's directed energy weapons. There is weather control. And there are other things going on.
So this, from Antarctica, so it's the cabal has the control down there still and or the Rothschild?
There is no separation from the Rothschild to the cabal.
Okay. So going in line with the Russian companies being prepared to go to war on a moment's notice, I also saw today where all U.S. military bases have been put on lockdown and high alert. Is this in tandem with what Russia is doing?
It is.
Okay.
The wars, they have tried to keep this out of the public view, but that is no longer really possible.
Okay. Profitable? Is that what you said? Or possible?
Possible.
Okay. Okay. So, let's see, that one's already been done. So I also read, I read today where the Palladians have been given full authority and control over the awakening, healing, and liberation of Earth. Is that accurate?
Who has?
The Palladia.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. On those type of questions, that's all I have at the moment. I do have a personal question to ask for myself, but I needed to give Mary an update. Mary, my little girl somehow got into my neighbor's house, and she thinks she's been there the whole time. And
oh my
she
God.
Called me and said, yeah, it's two houses. They live in one, and the man that owns both houses comes off and on, and she has the door open to the house. So she goes in there and cooks, uses the refrigerator, yada, yada, yada. And she called me just a little bit before I sent you a text message, said, your cat's up here. And
wow.
She found her just by quirk. So she's home. And no physical harm. Okay.
Good.
So
good.
Now here comes the other interesting part. What?
Okay.
So here's my question. I received an email today, just a little while ago, from my future brother-in-law that my fiance's in the hospital and not doing very good. And Francois had told me that he'd been really cold for 3 weeks, continual headaches and coughing that won't stop. So is he going to get better?
It's going to be a process, up and down.
So what is wrong with him right now?
He's purging.
So he doesn't have pneumonia?
No, he's purging.
Like the clan, like a bad clan?
Yes.
Okay. So when will he be able to get out of the hospital?
Two to three weeks.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. I need to take this all in for now. Okay, that's all, Mary, at the moment. Is there anything else you want to tell me about him that he's purging other than that?
You are going to be fine.
What does that mean?
You are going to be fine.
Okay, so I'm going to ask this question.
The world could decide to spin another direction and you would be fine.
I didn't quite catch that.
Tali said that the world could spin another direction and you would be fine anyway.
Okay, it's going over my head, so. Okay, thank you.
Most welcome, dear one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. I'm so glad you're kitty. We like safe kitties. Okay, I'd like to clarify something that Cindy brought up. The announcement was that Putin was telling his companies in Russia to be ready to gear up for war immediately. But did that information really come from Putin, or did it come from a cabal member in his cabinet, or was it a false report? Is my understanding is Putin's a good guy and is definitely working to not have war take place. Can you clarify?
That is true. He is working to keep peace on the planet, as is your president. Both of them are at war with the cabal.
They're both at war, yes, with the cabal. That is true, but they want peace. That's their goal.
That is correct.
Okay. So is this announcement actually by Putin, and is it really a warning, a shot across the bow to the cabal that they better cease and desist or they're going to be toast?
It is all of the above.
Okay. So it is Putin doing this, and it is a warning. It's not that he means to go to war. It's strictly
in case,
and it's a chess move.
Yes.
Yes, they're both very good at chess, are they not?
Indeed, they are.
Yes.
It is good that they are friends.
Oh, yes, it is very good.
Yes.
And working for the same goals and working cooperatively together and communicating. Yes, they're like a team.
Yes. And China's on that team.
Yes. And China's probably already usually ready to go to war if they need to, but maybe they don't feel a need to make any announcement about this for the cabal. Is that?
No announcement, but they're prepared.
They're prepared. Okay. They're just not joining the fray publicly. Okay.
Right.
All right. That's good. Okay. We have seen a number of pictures of the boots being worn by McCain, Clinton, and a bunch of others. McCain has appeared once on the left leg, once on the right leg in pictures that we've seen, which to me means his ankle bracelet made his ankle sore and he asked him to move it to the other foot. Is that true?
That is so.
That's exactly what happened?
Yes.
And it's all to try to hide the ankle bracelets. They are all under house arrest, but allowed to move around to some degree. Is that it?
As long as they don't leave the confines that they've been allowed.
Exactly, which is close to home, pretty much.
That's true.
Okay. Good. And we haven't heard anything about McCain's so-called brain tumor for a long time. That was all fake, wasn't it?
Totally.
Totally fake.
Yes.
Okay. All right. There's a lady named Tracy Beans who's been putting out some videos. I found for me she's fairly new to the fray, so to speak. Is she fairly reliable?
Yes.
Like at least 80% or so, give or take?
At least 97.
97. Now, that's really good. Okay, that's really high because nobody knows everything and all this mess that's going on.
That's true.
Really difficult. Okay. I'm happy to hear that the Pleiadians have been given free rein to help us more and more. Yes, and raise humanity's consciousness and actually do things.
Clean things up.
Yeah, I like that. That's a very broad phrase. Okay. Okay. I'm happy to hear about the toxic cloud being softened, reversed, and so forth.
Ameliorated.
And the people being taken care of.
Taken care of.
Yes.
Made safe.
Okay. Good. What about QAnon and 4chan and the information that's coming from each of them? Can you comment on those?
Good information from a team of people that are part of or close to your president.
Okay, so in ordinary daily language, we might call them a team of advisors that's kind of behind the scenes, but providing advice and so forth?
Correct.
Correct. Okay, in addition to the Galactics that are helping, they would be on the advisory team as well, would they not?
They would.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. The North Korean sub that seems to be lost, I didn't get what you said about the Argentine sub. What's going on with these subs and the whole Red October thing being spoken about?
This is a cabal operation. They're trying to spread fear in the U.S. And around the world. Plain and simple.
The Argentine sub then just is kind of fake news, whereas there really is a North Korean sub that's somewhere.
That is correct.
Okay. And is the CIA running North Korea?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The Eastern arm of the CIA?
Yes.
Okay. That seems to have become more and more obvious with the actions of North Korea and their over-the-edge president, or whatever he's called. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Leader.
Okay. The orbs seen over Russia, you said those were small meteors. Is there more to them? Or some of the orbs, are they really spiritual entities coming to help or something like that?
There are some ships in those.
Ships in the orbs. Okay. Okay.
And they're good ships.
And good. Well, I would assume that. Yes, that. I think pretty much other than the toplet bombs that are being cleared and so forth, that what we have upstairs is a good guy's parking problem.
Yes, indeed.
Still. Okay. Yes. Okay, good.
And I cannot emphasize how wonderful it is for humanity, for you guys, that the Pleiadians have been given the green light.
Oh, that is truly awesome, because I know many of the civilizations have wanted to help more, but the Prime Directive has been in place, and they can only do so much. Now, they were given permission to have no nuclear serious stuff happen, so they could stop those, and they did. But about the Pleiadians.
Several times over.
Yes. Okay. About the Pleiadians, this is awesome. Now, this permission was given because we need it, because humanity is beginning to wake up more.
Because humanity was deemed favorable.
Well, that is good news. I think there are many of us who go, you're kidding, because of our personal experience with some people. But, okay, I'll buy it. Is humanity worth saving? Yes?
Yes, and that is my message. Humanity is worth saving.
Okay. Okay. All right. That is very, very good news. Oh, sometimes when we deal with certain things, we wonder if that's truly the case. But I am happy to see that they feel that way. Okay, very good.
Not be worthy of that.
Oh, that's the corollary.
Yes.
That we each have to step up and do our part.
Your opportunity.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, speaking of that, you probably know that we have a new energy frequency machine coming soon that will help a lot of people. We're very excited. We actually see a way to get this. Do you see us being able to actually pay for this and get it soon?
I do.
Okay. All right. And the ad that we've taken out in Maui Vision Magazine, which is the best alternative focused magazine here on Maui, focuses on dental issues. And I learned today that probably it's going to be shown, not by us, but by people who have the magazine, to their own dentist, and the dentists are going to be not real happy about that. Is that
so?
So, isn't it their job to step up and go beyond their training and do a better job?
It is their opportunity.
Yes, opportunity. Okay. I won't say job, but it's something that they, a good opportunity to take advantage of. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And I would imagine that that would be a mixed bag, that some will actually be interested or want to know more, or actually want to step up, and others will not be real happy campers. True?
You will be surprised to find that many will want to have machines in their own office.
Well, that's what they should do.
Of course.
Don't complain about it. Just stop doing the root canal and the... You know, the nasty stuff, you get the machine in their office. They've got an empty room somewhere or can make one where they can put it.
Yes.
Yes. All right. All right. So that's great, many of them. All right. That is good. Okay. I like that.
You should. You're a primary architect.
Well, we'll be initiating it here on Maui. I don't know if there's even one of these anywhere in Hawaii, let alone on Maui. There's not.
There's
the first. So I'm told we will probably have some people come from other islands to use our machine, maybe learn about it. And so this could be a start for something big for Hawaii.
It is.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, as you know, we're up for that kind of stuff. As stretchy as it feels sometimes.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Which means you're not quite ready for me.
Explain what you mean, please.
You're work to do. You're not ready to recycle something.
Oh no, we're not leaving. We're not going anywhere.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
We're here. I expect to be here for a very long time. And by the time the rejuvenation chambers come, we're going to have a lot of choices, right?
Yes, you will.
Okay. Okay, because Earth is really a wonderful place. We just need to make it that way again.
Yep. And you can.
Yes, so we can. We can. And that's the plan, is it not? The universal plan, the divine plan, the whatever?
The divine plan.
Yes. All right. Okay. We are considering, if we can work it out, going to Dallas in a couple of weeks for Jerry Tennant's workshop seminar. And I'm very drawn to this. I think our machine will be wonderful. And this is, he has a separate kind of machine that does some different things, I think, or maybe some things that aren't quite included in ours. But his biomodulator we can travel with. That seems to be a good idea, but not to have both phones, of course.
Correct.
Okay. Will we be able to work out getting to this seminar?
There's a question in your head.
Not really.
Okay, then.
Okay. We're going, right?
Of course you are.
Okay. All right. All right. That's good. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I was told on this call by Sananda to go to a chiropractor and get my lower spine checked out, which I just did. And I'm really impressed with the chiropractor, but he has asked me to come back 3 times a week for 91 days. And financially, I don't think that's going to be possible. But he says if I don't do it, it's not going to work because it's about retraining the muscles. So I would like to for you to comment on that, please.
If you choose that as your belief system, that's okay. It's not a requirement that you choose that.
So I don't necessarily have to go back 3 times a week. I can manifest what I need to manifest without going through that route. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that you can manifest like every 10 days.
Every 10 days?
Yes.
Okay. Thank
but
you very
you
much.
But you have to choose it. You would have to choose that as working for you.
Yes, I think I can do that because that works for me.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Entirely welcome, dear one.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, Carol. I'll let you know when we have your stuff and when I'm shipping it, okay?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Okay, what is going on in Antarctica that is of interest?
The war is really heating up there.
Is it the same war, the cabal versus the good guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Not different.
Not different. And are they choosing Antarctica because there's a lot of history there that we've not been taught, wasn't available, and because there have been bases there and ways to get off the planet? I understand those are shut down.
They are. They are shut down, and it is a place that is difficult to access.
Oh, right. None of us can just run down there.
That's correct.
So things can happen that are not visible to us, and they don't have to be reported accurately unless somebody really wants to do that.
Right.
Yes, okay. So it's hard to know what's happening down there without accurate reports. Is this involving off-planet entities in the war down there, too?
Yes.
Stupid question. I want to know stupid questions.
Zero.
Stupid questions, but yes. So off-planet people are helping the good guys, and the cabal is doing its best to hold its own or win.
This one says, hoping to survive.
Oh, well, didn't a lot of them choose not to survive if they didn't win?
They did.
Have they changed their mind?
No. I said hoping to survive. I didn't say that. Those who had taken blows were reneging because they can't.
Because they can?
Cannot.
Oh, they cannot. Okay. So they're toast.
Yes.
Okay. But there are others that didn't take that oath that are still working with or for the cabal that are trying to survive.
Correct.
Okay. So that's the division point, whether they took the blood oath or whether they didn't.
Right.
Okay. So haven't a lot of the blood oath ones already left the planet or been taken off the planet?
Most.
Most of them. Okay, that's good. Okay. Okay. There was a report by Cobra that the strangelet bombs are all taken care of. Is that accurate?
Most.
Most are. Okay.
Most accurate.
Oh, it is accurate.
Yes.
They're done.
Yes.
All right. So they're still working on the toplet bombs, which are much more powerful than the strangelet bombs, right?
But they are being successful.
Mm-hmm. They have to do like one at a time because it's such a
intricate,
scary, risky,
intricate
job to
yes.
take them out.
Correct.
Okay. Is it intricate because of the maybe the etheric wiring or something? These are not purely physical, are they?
No.
They
are not.
Okay. So they're on the etheric level. Are they a mix of physical and etheric?
Correct.
Okay. So the physical part is risky to work on. The etheric part has to be worked on differently?
Correct.
Is there any additional information you can provide about that?
Part of the intricacy are moving back and forth between the physical and the etheric.
Because it's all tied together, right?
Correct.
So the physical part is attached to the etheric part, and the intricacy of separating and addressing one area of the bomb at a time, basically?
Yes.
Okay. Kind of like when we watch movies with a bomb expert defusing a bomb. It's a scene where they have to do it in a certain order. They do this red wire and then that yellow red wire and then the black wire and then that kind of thing.
But imagine having to jump back and forth between the physical and etheric as you're going through the process.
Very difficult.
Right. Intricate.
And to figure out when you're doing a physical thing, what comes next? Do you have to do an etheric thing next, or do you do another physical thing next, right?
Exactly.
So it's very complex, very intricate.
Very much.
Okay, this is really something. And these toplet bombs are like 1,000 times more powerful than the biggest nuclear bomb on planet Earth at this time.
Correct.
Yeah, so they're like massive. So no wonder they want to get them decommissioned or ineffective, because wouldn't those affect the solar system, the universe, the galaxy we live in, everything? One of those went off?
all the above.
A serious mess.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I get that. Okay. There's Dabo 7 has talked about pulses of energy in Africa and India and some other parts of the world. Can you address those?
Well, some of those are coming from Antarctica.
Okay.
Some of those are coming from the Central Sun.
Oh. So some are positive and some are negative. What you're saying?
That is true.
Okay, the ones from Antarctica could be negative, and the ones from the Central Sun, of course, would be positive.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is Dabo 7 able to tell the difference? Does he understand that there's a difference at all? Does he have that information? Probably not. No. He doesn't know that. He'd probably like to know that.
I'm sure he would.
Because I think he's a good guy, and he has humanity's best interest at heart, which is why he does what he does.
Yes, he is a good guy.
Right. Okay. All right. So maybe somebody listening who has contact with him could let him know about that. The Marine raid, supposedly, which didn't really take place at Langley headquarters, CIA Langley headquarters, but apparently took place, according to Potter, at Norfolk Naval Air Station or Langley Air Force Base, which is roughly 100 miles away from the CIA headquarters. Is that true?
That is true. That is was basically a show of force.
Okay. It was basically, we're coming for you if you don't shape up.
Right.
Yes, okay. So it's my understanding they buzzed the Langley CIA headquarters.
They did.
Okay, with the big helicopters. They're very noisy. And then they went and landed at one or both of the other places.
Both
places. Did they actually go in and take computers and documents and so forth? No. No.
There was information taken by NSA.
How was it?
Or the wives.
Oh, so did the Marines going there and landing, did that help the NSA get access?
No.
No?
So it's a coordinated effort.
So while the Marines were doing this, and the Marines report only to the president, in case anybody on this thing doesn't know that, different from all the other services, that was enabling NASA at that time to access information because of some chaos that was created?
The two happened together because it was a distraction and an extraction.
Oh, okay. Distraction and extraction. Well, that would be perfect. If you want to do an extraction, create a distraction, yeah? But
yes.
That would be a rule of war, or whatever you want to call it, operation. Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. Tom Hennigan, who's been out and around for a long time, I don't even know if that's his real name. Is he a mixed bag? With some accuracy, some not, or really not really anybody to pay any attention to.
If you could spend your time better.
Okay, got it. And then there's a man supposedly working with him called Stu Webb, if that's even his real name. Same deal?
Same deal.
Same deal. Okay. And then someone who's been around for a long time, Sorcha Fall, which is my understanding from a long time ago that this is a CIA operative putting out this info. It's been going on for years. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. So he's an employee of the CIA, an area that hasn't been cleaned out, and just does whatever he's basically told to do and get creative, and this is the result you want, and
General Potter is sentimental about the CIA, but it really needs to be shut down.
Yes, he says it's 30% good, but I don't think it's that high.
Needs to be shut down, period.
Okay. At one point, it was probably 30% good, but a lot of good guys have left, have they not?
Have left or been shut out.
Or shut down, yes. Well, two of my friends years ago, their husbands worked for the CIA for a few years, and they were good guys, and they went in with, I mean, these are people I knew personally. They went in with big and good intentions and so forth, and after a few years, they just quit because they apparently, not that they could talk about anything, they couldn't, but they thought too much. Is that pretty true?
Yes,
that was
pretty true.
Pretty true, okay. Because when you're, even on a regular job, if you have a bad boss, you can only take so much, even if there's not national security and all that other stuff involved. And it's just, at some point, it's time to get out.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. How about the FBI? Should it be shut down or cleaned out?
Cleaned out.
Cleaned out, because it has some good people left in it. Small percentage, but it in its proper role, it does serve a purpose, does it not? If it holds to its proper role,
if it's cleaned out,
yes. I mean, honorable people doing what they're supposed to do domestically, because the FBI is domestic, CIA is supposed to be international, but they have kind of taken over every bit of the world they could, yes.
CIA is their own being.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut down is right. I'm with you on that. Okay. Let's see.
This would be great cause for giving thanks.
Oh, we have much to be thankful for. And one of the things I'm thankful for, too, is living here in Hawaii. We're very protected from what's going on in the mainland. So grateful. I mean, we just go about our daily lives and everything's cool. And I mean, if there's one murder on Maui a year, it's news. It's such a, it's really a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very grateful for that. Okay. Let's see if I have anything else to ask. Oh, what about what's going on with the water protectors, Standing Rock, the leak at the Keystone pipeline, and the other pipeline that's been such a fight to stop? What's the status of all that now?
They're still fighting to protect their water, their land.
And this has been over a year? That we know about, that just has some publicity.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and I'm sure they still need money badly.
They need money, they need support.
Okay. There's a law firm in California that's been working for them, and I guess having some wins. Is that a good place to donate?
Indeed, it is.
Okay. Or to donate directly to the Water Protectors website address. That website is still up?
Yes.
Water Protectors.
Yes.
Probably waterprotectors.com or something like that. You can find it.
Yes.
Or, okay, good. Not to send money in a check or PayPal. Because is that bank that receives the PayPal money and the check, are they still holding it back from the water protectors?
Absolutely.
A cabal bank?
Yes.
That has not yet been cleaned out?
Correct.
Okay. So that would be money orders directly to the law firm or directly to the address, the physical address on the water protectors website. So it's money they can spend, doesn't go through the bank?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. that anybody who's in a position to do that, really, these people deserve tremendous support. What happened with the, I believe it was 200,000 gallons of oil, also the worst kind of dirty oil from the Keystone Pipeline? Is that being cleaned up?
Not much is being done.
Really? Can we ask the Galactic to get on that and address it? Is that okay?
What's the request?
Thank you. Thank you, because they can take care of it. I know they can't go against what people need in the way of lessons, but this is not nice for the animals or the plants, let alone humanity.
Yeah. All about the earth.
And the earth. And the earth. Yes, that's important. So is the other pipeline that didn't get finished, that the water protectors were doing so much about, is that stopped or going forward at this time?
Unfortunately, it's going forward.
How close to completion is it?
Completion? A long way from completion.
A long way. So there's time.
There's time, but
get on it,
yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay. We intend to provide some help there as soon as we're able to, some significant help. The host is 1-8 Cherokee, and so this is close to his heart.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So as soon as we are able to, we will. We've always intended to do that. Okay. What else that we failed to address that you would like to address?
In your words?
Whatever you want.
In your words, everybody needs to step up. Those are your words.
Yes, they are.
And they are true.
I'm 100% there.
So, come on, let's go.
Okay, yeah, that's something I am big on. Not that I'm perfect at doing it myself, and I'm well aware of that. We're all human, and I make as many mistakes as anybody else, but I know that it's time for all of us to do our best to step up in every way that we can.
Indeed it is. Thus I ask. Step up.
Got it. Thank you, Kelly, so very much for being here today. You are the goddess of death and rebirth, which is perfect because our whole everything is changing.
We are
being reborn. The earth, humanity, the animals, the plants, everything. Yes.
Correct.
Right. Thank you so very much, Calvin. I'm very grateful.
Okay. My pleasure.
Namaste.